It's first period at Freeman High in the southeastern town of Adams, Nebraska. A handful of seniors from the school's Future Farmers of America Club huddle around a spread of plastic bottles and little glass test tubes. Addison Dorn braved the Midwestern cold the night before to collect water samples from her family's well. In a minute, they'll test it for contamination, like too many nitrates.
Yeah, it usually gets in well water around here because of fertilizers. Nitrogen is found in fertilizers, and so when there's like a lot of rain or irrigation, it can sometimes seep into your groundwater, which will go into your well.
Polluted waters put many rural communities at risk for long-term health complications, like cancer, birth defects. A 2018 National Institute of Health study suggested about a quarter of wells in agricultural communities aren't safe to drink from because of high nitrate levels. That's partly why Tony Jensen, Freeman's agriculture teacher and FFA sponsor, enrolled the school in the University of Nebraska-Lincoln's Know Your Well program.
I don't think a lot of people realize that you should get it tested as often as you should. And, you know, so it's kind of also that educational component for the community.
The Citizen Science Program places scientists in classrooms across the state to teach young people how to spot unsafe drinking water. Mary Skopek, who runs the University of Iowa's Lakeside Laboratory, says citizen science was historically for people privileged enough to do it as a hobby. Think Sir Isaac Newton or Charles Darwin.
But I'd say within the last 20 years, for sure, there's been this strong upswing in folks that wouldn't identify themselves as scientists who care about the environment.
She supervised a similar program in Iowa for 10 years, which trained the public to test local streams and creeks. At its peak, Skopek's team had 5,000 volunteers.
After a few years, word of mouth was so strong that we didn't have to advertise at all.
Harry Heifer, who lives just south of Lincoln, has volunteered for a few well testing programs over the years. He says ag communities play a critical role in testing their water quality.
I think the concept of it is great because, you know, government can't go out there and test every well and get information from it. And even now, the city county health department likely has records when the well's first put in, but after that, there's no record of what happens to the water.
Heifer has watched his nitrate levels climb up to 18 parts per million over the years. He eventually warned his neighbors, some of whom have young children. That's exactly the kind of conversation the Know Your Well program hopes for, by teaching younger people to be aware of water issues. Back at Freeman High, Addison's friend Rayanne shows her how to mix the well water with a reactant in a sample tube. The pinker it turns, the higher the nitrate content.
And then you just let it sit. And then color development will happen over time.
So this is pretty easy.
Yeah.
A few minutes later, the group is surprised to see the tube turn cotton candy pink.
We have a lot of nitrate, what we found out.
High levels.
Yeah, high levels of nitrate, like 10 to 14.
Thankfully, Dorn won't be drinking from that well. It's used for irrigation. But Skopek thinks discoveries like these are important, especially in a classroom setting, because they reinforce trust in the scientific process. She's also found that communities are less likely to discuss solutions, like working to use fertilizer more precisely or installing a home filtration system, if they can't see for themselves that they have a problem.
And I think that's really, really powerful because most people hated science when they went through it in school because they saw it as a test. Right or wrong answer, as opposed to a process of gathering and understanding information.
In Skopek's view, a pink test tube doesn't have to feel like a gotcha moment. It can just as easily be the start of a life-saving conversation. For NET News, I'm Christina Stella.